Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of company Pegas Nonwovens SA, I would like to welcome you at the first analyst meeting in relation with 2006 preliminary non-audited results. I would like to introduce today's participants, the management of the company. On my left-hand side, Mr. Miloš Bogdan, CEO of Pegas Nonwovens SRO and member of the board of Pegas Nonwovens SA. On his left-hand side, it's Mr. Aleš Gerža, CFO of the company. And on his left-hand side, Mr. Henry Gregson, non-executive director of Pegas Nonwovens SA and representative of the majority shareholder. And now I will hand over to Mr. Bogdan to start with the company introduction and then with the company highlights.
Thank you, Clara. Good afternoon. Welcome all to the meeting. We are very glad to see you here at the company's first analyst meeting after IPO. Since Pegas is a new company in the market, we will briefly introduce the company and our markets first, and then we will move to the 2006 highlights and financials. Let's start with company introduction. Pegas manufactures a range of non-woven textile mainly for the hygiene industry. We supply to the disposable hygienic products producers. They produce from our non-woven mainly baby diapers, feminine hygiene and adult incontinent products. In Europe, the hygiene market is worth 1.4 billion and it's growing at 6.2% per annum. We are the number two competitor by tonnage with 19% market share, and we are the best in terms of margins and production efficiency due to our low cost base. I wrote to some samples of our products. So we produce non-woven textiles samples. Please take it, and you can compare. In this catalog, you can find normal materials, normal ordinary materials, and also special materials like lightweight materials and bicomponent materials. Thank you. Real year and production output was in 2006 was over 54,000 tons, and we have growing 32% by compounded annual growth rate since 1995. Our key strength and advantage is our technological leadership supported by state-of-the-art technologies which allow us to focus on high margin specialty products. You can find this bicomponent products in this catalog. Also, I'd like to stress our very good position in Central Europe. Our main market is Western Europe and also Eastern European countries. We supply all this market from our position in the Central Europe. We can move to the another slides. Next slide shows market overview hygiene. The non-wovens hygiene and spunbond hygiene markets are the key markets for us. We are pleased that both markets are growing. Non-wovens hygiene market is growing 4.6% per annum, and spunbond hygiene market is growing 9% per annum. This is our market. Most importantly, spunbond technology is constantly winning market share on the non-wovens hygiene market and replacing the older carded technology and other non-woven technologies. Currently, spunbond technology account for 57% of the market share in the year 2006. Next slide, Clara, please. This is the our relevant market overview, Spunbone. You can see that Spunbone non-relevance for hygiene is growing at 9%, and Pegas market share has been also growing in line with added new capacities, as you can see on the chart. Currently, Pegas market share represents 10.3% in the year 2006, and by the new line from the next year, our market share will be going up to the 11.8%. Company strengths, our key to success. We have based our success on few strategies. Pegas is a technology leader. We work very closely with our supplier for our equipments to be forerunner in this respect. The new 8th line is high-speed Rycofil 4 special technology. It's the first machine in this type in the world. You can see on the left side of this chart that all our last equipments were the state of the art, the best machines in the world. You can see first Rycofil microfilament line for hygiene in 1998. First bicomponent machine in the world, Rycofil 3, installed in the year 2000, and also first Rycofil 4 machine installed in the world in the year 2004. We are a cost leader because of low labor cost. You know that we are based on the southeast corner of the Czech Republic with a low labor cost. Also, we take an advantage in low transport cost due to our perfect position. We run on a very high machine utilization rate. We run our lines of 100% utilization, no stops, no breaks, all our capacities utilized and sold out. Last year we introduced the new scrap recycling line, which increased our production efficiency. And as I mentioned, we run the modern machinery in Europe. Next point in our strategy is our focus on specialty products. We define specialty products as a lightweight materials because customers want lightweights because they are cheap, they contain less material, less propylene for a given area. And also they are very light, and that's why they save some cost in product. Next specialty material is bicomponent materials. Customers want soft materials with very pleasant touch, and bicomponent material is produced of two polymers, polypropylene and polyethylene, and this that's why this material is so popular and good for baby products. Our customers, we benefit from long-term customer relationship, and we work on long-term, mostly 1 year contracts with our customers. We have a polymer pass-through mechanism in our contracts, so we can pass through the volatility of polypropylene prices to our customers. As I mentioned, we have a very good position in the cost point of view, because we have a short distance to our customers, and at this point I would like to mention also our new machine which comes to the production in the end of this year, and this machine could increase the our specialty products from 24% to 40%. This line could be all dedicated to the specialty products. This brings me to the highlights. Now I'd like to introduce you the financial performance and operational indicators. The key financial and operating highlights for 2006, Mr. Gerzsa will speak later on in detail. First, I need to mention that the profit and loss table is comparing year 2005 for Pegas AS. It's our original parent company before acquisition of Pegas AS by Pegas Nonwovens SA. And second, next year, 2006, for Pegas Nonwovens SA, which has some consequences as to the year-on-year comparisons. My colleague Mr. Gerzsa will later explain this consequence in more detail. Our revenues has increased by 10.5% year-on-year basis because of higher polymer prices and higher sales mainly of specialty products. Company's EBITDA after adjustments of forex gains and mark-to-market revaluation of interest rate swap, which are included in operating profit, was 42.1 million euro. It's up by 3.4% compared with the year 2005. Adjusted EBITDA margin reached 34.8%, which is significantly above industry standards. Adjusted profit from operations reached euro 29.9 million. It's down by 2.8% comparing Pegas Nonwovens SA with Pegas AS. However, we cannot directly compare these both companies due to some changes in depreciation. Again, we will explain this later. Net profit reached euro 20.7 million, it's declined down by 22.3% from 2005, mainly due to higher finance cost. We have substantially reduced our indebtedness by 37.7%. We have some additional slide about our indebtedness. From our operating data, I would like to emphasize that our actual tonnage production increased by 5.6%. Also, we didn't add any new production capacity in 2006. This was solely driven by better utilization of the current production lines and higher production efficiency. In year 2006, there were 327 employees working for Pegas Group, which represents a 4.8% increase directly connected with our new regranulation line and also with our new eighth line project. On the next slide, you can see the highlights. Pegas operational and financial performance was very strong in year 2006. 2006 revenues increased 10.5% ahead of 2005, higher because of higher polymer costs and also more sales, mainly specialty products. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 3.4% ahead of 2005 because of more specialty products. Operating costs up by 14.6% because of higher polymer prices, maintenance and electricity. It's excluded forex gain and mark-to-market revaluation. Adjusted EBITDA margin 34.8%. It's again impact of specialty products and the low cost base. Net debt was reduced by 37.7%. And net profit went down 22.3%. Earning per share is 2.24 euro, and a P/E ratio of 11.1. Highlights about our markets and business. European hygiene nonwovens market is growing steadily, averages at 4.6% per annum. Key drivers remain growing penetration in Central European countries, Central Eastern European countries and Russia, and in Western Europe due to the aging population. Polymer prices continue to rise. It is it has no profit impact on Pegas. Pegas remains a top rated supplier in Europe, and also the year 2006 was a exceptional year for specialty products sales. We also keep on our radar screen some potential to expand to the other territories. It will be driven by strategic needs of our key customers. Technology and production. I mentioned new line. New line will be added in Q4 2007. It is high-speed Rycofil for special material line. It's another world first line again launched at Pegas. Growing in production output of this line will bring growing in production output of 28%. It's from current 54,000 tons to 69,000 tons from the beginning of the year 2008. We again will focus for specialty materials, especially for lightweight materials, because they bring us higher margins. I would like at this point mention that project line number 8 is on budget and on timetable. We have started just last week to install this new line, so everything is okay with this project. Now let me hand over to Mr. Aleš Gerža. He will continue with our preliminary financial results.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start with a summary of profit and loss statements. I'd like again to stress that the profits shown here are compared for companies Pegas AS and Pegas Nonwovens SA. The reason is that as the result of the acquisition of Pegas AS by Pegas Nonwovens SA, which took place in December 2005, only the company Pegas AS showed full annual profits for the comparison purposes. As Mr. Bogdan already said, sales were up by 10.5% year-on-year, reaching almost 121 million euros. This increase was driven by higher polymer prices, which we were able to pass through to our sales prices, and higher sales volume, mainly of specialty products. Raw materials and consumables were up by 16.5%, driven mainly by increase in polymer and electricity prices. Total staff costs amounted to €5.1 million, a 9.5% year-on-year increase. In terms of Czech crowns, staff costs went up 4.2%. Other net operating income amounted to €11.2 million, nearly all of which represented by forex gains, either realized or unrealized, and mark-to-market revaluation of the interest rate swap. For purpose of EBITDA calculation, we are excluding forex gains and swaps impact on EBITDA, and in further comments, I will only speak about adjusted EBITDA. Adjusted EBITDA reached €42.1 million, which represents a 3.4% increase. Adjusted EBITDA margin reached 34.8%, down by 2.4% in comparison with 2005. I would like to remind you of the effect of increasing polypropylene prices. When polypropylene prices go up, sales in value go up, profit remains the same while EBITDA margin declines. This is fully applicable to the price development in the year 2006 comparing 2005. Now depreciation. I have to mention the fact that the basis for depreciation for Pegas Nonwovens SA and Pegas AS is different, which also means that comparison 06-05 is influenced. Again, the reason for that is acquisition of Pegas AS by Pegas Nonwovens SA. IFRS required fair value revaluation of fixed assets of Pegas AS as of the acquisition date. A fair value revaluation has increased the value of fixed assets for Pegas Nonwovens SA, which is reflected in 06 depreciation. Depreciation reached 12.1 million euros. Adjusted profit from operations reached therefore 29.9 million euros, down by 2.8% when comparing AS or Pegas Nonwovens SA to Pegas AS. Sorry. Finance costs increased due to a significant debt obligation in 2006 related to the acquisition of the company from the original owners at the end of 2005. This debt has been substantially reduced throughout the year 2006, which you will see later at a separate slide. Income tax expense decreased from 4 million euros for Pegas AS in the year 05 to 1.6 million euros for Pegas Nonwovens SA in the year 06. The reduction is a result of the tax shield on interest costs resulting from the acquisition loans taken on in December 2005. Net profit therefore amounted to euro 20.7 million, down by 22.3 year on year due to higher finance costs. The next slide, please. The next slide, we would like to speak about our margins and our profits. We believe that our margins are above industry standard, and we recognize four reasons for that. We sell a very high proportion of high margin specialty products, and it's our goal to increase the specialty product share on total revenues. In the year 06, specialty products were 23.6% of sales, up by almost 60% year on year. We also benefit from a low-cost base, as Miloš already described, which means labor, electricity, distribution, and efficient scrap management. We have also high utilization rates. In addition, we are able to protect our profits through high barriers to entry. Our business is capital intensive. To run the lines, we need a technological know-how, unique technological know-how. We need to have a good customer relationship and supply, very good supply relationship. Our profits are also protected due to polymer price pass-through, which are built into our customer contracts. On the next slide, you see a cost composition comparing the year 06 with the year 05. You see that there was no changes regarding the cost composition. Highest growth in individual cost categories was shown by other raw materials and consumables, which was up by 39.5%. The depreciation was up by 22.6%. The reason for that I've already described. Electricity was up by 21.5% year on year. Staff cost 9.5%, and polypropylene and polyethylene was up by 13.7% year on year. Before balance sheet, thank you. Balance sheet. Before I describe the principal changes in the balance sheet, I would like to note that we will correct deferred tax liabilities correspondingly with goodwill back as at the acquisition date. It means December 14, 2005. The reason for that is a recalculation of deferred tax liability resulting from investment incentives granted to companies Pegas DS and Pegas NT. The correction is not influencing profits in the years 2005 and the years 2006. And now briefly to the balance sheet. You can see that the change in total assets is really minor. The biggest movements were made on a liability side. First of all, we increased an equity by IPO proceeds. IPO, as you probably know, brought us almost 49 million euros in equity. And you can also see the movement, a big movement in items, non-current liabilities, especially in bank loans due after 1 year and other payables. This is contributable, I mean the decrease in the year 06 comparing 05 is fully attributable to the debt repayments which we realized either from our own cash resources during the year 2006 or after the IPO process from the proceeds from IPO. Now, Clara, please, can you show us the development on the indebtedness? Here is fully described what happened with our indebtedness throughout the year 2006. You can see the end balance of our indebtedness at the end of the year 2005 as of December 31st. You can see the composition of our debt. So tranche ABC is a tranche of our senior debt. There was 2 million revolver drawdown. There was a mezzanine debt and there was a shareholder debt. Altogether, total net indebtedness was 183.2 million euros at the end of the year 2005. As I said, throughout the year 2006, we have been constantly repaying the debt. We repaid 33.7 million euros from our own cash. We prepaid partially mezzanine debt. We repaid all the revolver and we also repaid partially tranche B and C of the senior. And we continued with a repayment of tranche A of the senior debt. From the IPO proceeds, we used 40.3 million euros to repay the rest of the mezzanine and all the shareholder debt. So it means the structure at the end of the year 06 as of December 31st is as follows. The only debt in the company, in the group companies, is the senior debt. The mezzanine debt and the shareholder debt was fully repaid. The net indebtedness at the end of the year 06 reached 114.2 million euros. In terms of net debt to EBITDA, it means when we are speaking about the year 2005, we started at the level 4.5 times EBITDA and we ended up with the level 2.7 times EBITDA. So you can see a significant decrease in the company's indebtedness. And Clara, can you go back to the CapEx? This is a slide showing that we were not only successful in repaying debt, but we were also continuing in our CapEx program. So in the year 06, we used almost 6 million euros for our CapEx program. For the newest line, we spent 4 million euros. This means that we prepaid a first down payment to the company Reifenhäuser, and we used the rest of the money for payments to our construction company. And for the maintenance capex, we used 1.73 million euros. So altogether, we invested 5.73 million euros. In the year 05, the capex, the expansion capex reached 9.57 million euros, which was a residual payment to the company Reifenhäuser for the 7th production line. and we used 1.47 million euros as a maintenance capex. We will be continuing in investing our capex expansion also in the year 2007 and in the year 2008. We expect this year to invest 19 million euros into a new production technology project, and we expect to spend another 2 million euros on maintenance capex. The new project, the AIDS production line, will be ended in the first quarter of 2008. So I would like to hand over to Miloš Bogdan.
Thank you, Aleš. The last point of our presentation is our strategy. There are three main points in our strategy: growth, European nonwovens technology leadership, and superior financial performance. We would like to continue our track record of growth. We mentioned our new line coming this year into operation. This line could increase our production output by 28%. What's more, this line could be all dedicated to special lightweight materials, so we can produce up to 40% of specialty materials in our productions. European nonwovens technology leadership. Our strategy is remain technology market leader. We have a technical expertise in our key personnel, in our research and development people, and also in our operational people. We will invest to the most technically and advanced equipment in the world, and also will continue with close cooperation with our customers, suppliers, and also with our machinery suppliers. Also, we will continue development of ever lighter materials, which are cheaper and bring us higher margins. We would like keep our bi-component materials leadership in Europe. Superior financial performance because of growth of sales. Pegas adds capacity as its markets grow. Our margins are protected, or we can keep our good margins because we can increase proportion of high margin specialty products. We keep our focus on low cost base and for operational efficiency, higher production speed in our lines, fewer interruptions, high utilization of lines, and so on. Also, the scrap material recycling or waste material management. We will keep our pass-through mechanism with our customers. In the next period, we will focus on optimization of debt structure to enhance the net profit, and also we will enjoy the good investment environment in Czech Republic. So we've got tax incentives from Czech government.